OFM News, in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. One deceased, two injured after cash in transit robbery in Klerksdorp, and body of missing Ironman triathlete found. The Hawks in Klerksdorp are investigating a case of armed robbery after an unknown number of suspects, allegedly armed with AK-47, R5s and pistols, robbed a cash-in-transit vehicle just outside a bank in OR Tambo Street in the city. Hawks spokesperson Talekgane Rikgotso says it is believed that the suspects, wearing overalls, yesterday allegedly opened fire on the vehicle, while others forced the officers to open the back of the vehicle. She says shots were later fired between security guards and the suspects. Rikgotso told OFM News that one security officer was shot dead, while a second was injured in the shootout. A bystander was also shot and rushed to a local hospital along with the injured security officer. It is believed that the other suspects fled the scene with a large bag of money in a double cab Bucky. The suspects are still at large and the investigation continues. Commuters stranded by the nationwide bus strike will be forced again to make alternate plans today as talks at the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, the CCMA, are not expected to get drivers back behind the wheel today, said the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA. The union spokesperson, Pakamile Hlubi, said until they actually come out to say this is over, the strike continues. Hlubi said NUMSA and the four other unions who deadlocked over pay and working conditions were all present at the CCMA talks in Johannesburg as required. They are the South African Transport and Allied Union Workers Union, the Transport and Omnibus Workers Union, the Transiso Transporters Union and the Transport and Allied Workers Union of South Africa. The CCMA talks were convened when the SA Road Passenger Bargaining Council asked for urgent intervention to help stop the strike, which began on Wednesday. Some issues are the unions demanding a pay raise of 12% and employees offering 7%, a minimum wage of 8,000 rand instead of 6,070 rand. And then Port Elizabeth has confirmed that the body of missing triathlete David Ballard Brassard has been found in the harbour. Police spokesman Priscilla Naidu said police divers had been sweeping the harbour since 10 o'clock yesterday after new video footage came to light.
This time we have taken our search and rescue canine dogs into the water, and at one part of the harbour, our dogs reacted very strongly. Our divers were called in with the search and rescue team, and we have retrieved a body from the sea.
Ballard Brassard went missing nearly a week ago from the Paxton Hotel where he and his wife Jessica had booked in last Thursday. He was due to take part in the Standard Bank Ironman Africa Championship, but mysteriously left his hotel in the early hours of Friday morning. Your top story of this hour, the Hawks in Klerksdorp are investigating a case of armed robbery after an unknown number of suspects, allegedly armed with AK-47s, R5s and pistols, robbed a cash-in-transit vehicle outside a bank in OR Tambo Street in the city. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.